CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news.
Due to ongoing health human resources shortages, the emergency department at the Seaforth Community Hospital will be reducing hours again. More from Fiona Robertson.
The Seaforth Community Hospital's emergency department will close at 5 p.m. Wednesday and reopen 7 a.m. on Thursday. Then it will close again at Friday at 5 p.m. and return to their regular operating hours at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Officials say increased demands on the healthcare system, exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, are leading to staffing vacancies. These pressures will continue throughout the summer. For CKNX News, I'm Fiona Robertson.
A cyclist was pronounced dead at the scene after a crash involving a vehicle northwest of Mount Forest. The crash happened just after 6 a.m. Tuesday on Southgate Side Road 49 in Southgate Township. The identity of the victim has not been released. The Grey Rouse OPP continues to investigate. Sport Canada came under fire from MPs at a parliamentary hearing on Tuesday. Its senior director testified that Sport Canada was made aware of an alleged sexual assault involving members of Team Canada's World Junior Hockey Team back in June of 2018, but did not follow up with Hockey Canada at the time. Conservative MP Kevin Waugh says Sport Canada did not do its due diligence when it first learned of the incident. Many people cheered as Pope Francis opened his homily at Lac Ste. Anne by saying hello in the Nakota, Cree, and Blackfoot languages, but the Pope's also being criticized for not addressing Indigenous peoples, cultures, or traditions much during a public mass in Edmonton earlier Tuesday. A Kincardine resident turned $1 into $100,000 after saying yes to Encore on his Lotto Max ticket. Kirk Rutledge, a 65-year-old father of three and grandfather of one, said his wife Stephanie scanned the ticket early one morning.
Oh, it was pretty early in the morning. It was kind of surreal. Steph was scanning the ticket, and she looked at it a couple of times and then turned the phone at me and said, "What does that say?" And I said, "Looks like it says 100,000." And I think I took another drink of my coffee.
The couple has a vacation planned. And the 28th Goderich Celtic College gets underway on August 1st. Artistic director Cheryl Prashker says the college is 28 years old, but this is the first in-person college since 2019, so they're excited about this year. She adds they draw instructors for the college from all over the world.
All the musicians that are playing on the weekend are actually going to be here the whole week and teaching. So we have people from Ireland, Scotland, Switzerland, Japan. We have a Japanese Celtic trio and the United States, of course, and many from Canada.
The musicians will be putting on free concerts on the Courthouse Park every night throughout next week. For more on these and other stories, go to cknxnewstoday.ca. George Springer's grand slam in the sixth inning helped the Jays beat St. Louis 10-3. It was Toronto's seventh win in a row. The Yankees lost to the Mets 6-3. Vancouver won the Canadian Soccer Championship over Toronto. The match went into a shootout in which Vancouver won 5-3. A jury has found Vancouver Canucks forward Jake Virtanen not guilty of sexual assault. In a statement released after yesterday's verdict, he says he's looking forward to resuming his NHL career. He was charged in January in connection with a September 2017 incident in a Vancouver hotel room. The Listowel Cyclones are going to start their 2022-2023 GOJHL season on the road. Listowel will play in Caledon on Friday, September 9th, followed by a Sunday game in Waterloo. The Cyclones' opening home game will be Friday, September 16th versus Elmira, and Listowel's Friday home games are scheduled to start at 7:30. Some of the top men's fastball teams will be playing in the Peter Holman Memorial Tournament in Kitchener this weekend. The tournament opens Friday night with two games at 7 o'clock and two more at 9 p.m. Among the teams participating, the Kitchener Holman Twins, Hill United, Toronto Batmen, and the New York Gremlins. And a Hanover ball player has been named to Canada's slow pitch team for the Border Battle Series against the U.S. Colin Andrews, part of the men's team that will head to Oklahoma City in September. Sunny through the morning with increasing clouds, chance of some afternoon rain and a high of 27. Cloudy with a chance of showers tonight, low 17. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, chance of rain, maybe a thunderstorm and 24. Tomorrow night, clearing, low 13. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud, some showers possible and 24. Saturday, sunny 26.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on cknxnewstoday.ca.